I've got a few ideas on my mind the last few days, and one of them is when I write or I say something, I often don't know what I'm going to say or write until it just comes out of my mouth or appears on the page. And the longer I've done this for, that voice that I see, I read it on the screen or hear from my mouth, it ages, it gets wiser and stranger, and to the point where it feels almost like it's sometimes 20, even 30 years older than who I am. And because I can be such a child in person, when I read these lines that I've written, it's like, oh, what? is that what's inside me somewhere? And I love that. We're all kind of made of two people in a way, like dream world, waking world. But this other voice that's 20 years older, wiser and stranger will appear. And it made me think about the 20-year cycle of culture. What's right and wrong today in 20 years will not be right and wrong in another 20 to 30 years. It'll be completely different. And so we kind of live, the jail walls of culture are about 20 years either side of the present. And so that made me think about this voice inside me that's 20 years older, that's reaching beyond the walls, the jail walls of a culture. And it moves into that kind of interesting timeless territory where the heart is ancient and hasn't had any updates. But yeah, I love the idea of that inner voice that writes beyond the jail cell wall of culture. There's so much writing that's done of its time, stale concepts, phrasing and words you hear over and over again. Versions of what's wrong and right, and all that stuff will date so badly. If I'm 50 now, well, that makes me that voice about 70 years old. First time I knew that voice existed, I must have been, oh geez. I sort of knew it existed for a long time, but when I was about 21, 22, I was sitting in the front room of my share house in Carlton. Everyone was down the back laughing and stuff. Whatever they were doing, I don't know. And I said to myself, I'm going to give myself up to the art spirit, or this other thing, this other presence that was part of me that I felt existed. And I said to myself, I'm going to let it do whatever it wants. I'll let it make all the decisions for my life. I'll get out of the driver's seat in the cockpit of wherever this was all going and just let it do its thing. Because every other life path just seemed like a lie to me. Maybe that's arrogant or willfully stupid, but that's how it felt. Everything else didn't make sense. And following that art spirit or whatever it was, this other voice that felt older and wiser than me just made sense. So I did. And so it's like, so sometimes I feel like it's just led me up a garden path. Sometimes I feel like I've just followed it through garbage dumps and back alleys and off a cliff. And I remember a recruiter said to me once, Darby, you keep, every time you fall, you seem to just land on your feet again. And I felt like something was looking after me. And a few people have said in the past, Darby, you seem like you're quite a lucky person, and maybe I am. I've never really acknowledged it. It's only because other people have said it, and I thought about that. Maybe that's the only reason why is because I don't make many fear-based decisions. I do. Like, I'm scared often. I'm cautious. In the micro of my life, I can be fearful, and I don't feel like I'm being courageous. But in the macro of my life, I've made all these willfully kind of what I'd sometimes consider stupid decisions, like turning down a promotion at my corporate job to be a creative director. Because in my head, I was like, no, I don't want extra responsibility and shitloads more money, just to absolutely kill my spirit so I had no energy left after work to write poetry by the train tracks. I wanted to write poetry by the train tracks. I didn't want more money and more responsibility. And this thing made that decision for me. I felt like this thing, whatever it is. Sometimes I'm not even sure if it's a disease, this art spirit, that, or a possession. But it feels like a benevolent or a benign possession, if it is. And I've just followed it. So sometimes I feel like my life isn't even mine. And I'm willfully assisting it by existing. And I've kind of just let it do its thing. And when the writing's working, that's when that voice will come. That's 20 years older than me, and it will tell me what to write. It'll just stuff happens. And the bad writing that I write, which is a lot of it, not 9 out of 10 things that I write is crap, crap, whatever. That's the stuff that I've written, not this art spirit. So yeah, so I'll turn up, write stuff, have some thoughts, and yeah, sometimes it makes an appearance, and it will write exactly the thing. And sometimes I feel like I'm reaching outside of myself to grab at these ideas and thoughts. But yeah, for a long time I thought it was leading me just into oblivion. I didn't know where it was taking me, and it's only in the last year, at the age of 49, I turned 50 on Sunday. Now it's showing me this is where I've been trying to take you, and I've had to just follow it, trust it for decades, from the age of 18 or 20 or whatever I was, to now 30 years I've just trusted it. I was the last person to turn on the lights. I feel like it told me, Darby, I'll let you win, but only if you're the last person to turn on the lights. Because as soon as you turn on the lights, your life is solved. That's what you're stuck with. But so I felt like I was walking in the darkness, or in this room of darkness, for a long time. And I felt like if I can hold off on turning on those lights for as long as I can, this spirit, I'll let this ghost, this spirit, do its thing. It needs the time to do its thing. This life isn't necessary. It's not a better life. It's not a worse life. It just felt like a life of extreme, just unknowing, and constantly unknowing, and feeling trapped in the day. Whereas everyone else had these proper jobs, and eventually holiday houses, and they'd make plans 2 weeks from now. I always felt like 2 weeks from now is the gated community of proper adulthood. I didn't live 2 weeks from now. I didn't know what I was doing tomorrow. Every day, today is for people with art. Tomorrow is for people with plans. And so that's how I've felt. I've just felt trapped in the same day, the crappy part of me. But the art spirit knew that there was a horizon waiting. And I just had to be patient, just 30 years of patience. That's all it took. But yeah, I didn't know if it was going to work out. I had to do it. And if it did or it didn't work out, just follow it blindly until I was dead. It didn't feel like a real, never felt courageous, never felt like a choice. It was just what I had to do. And now I've got these two books out. There's Darby Love, and then there's You're Gonna Be Okay Because You're Fucked No Matter What, that's out next March. I've been trying to read them as if I'm reading them for the first time, to go, how would I feel if I actually read these books? Because they say, write the book you want to read. But I'm so close to them that I can't actually even hear them or feel them anymore. But I know they resonate. So it's been nice having a few months break from both of them, and then rereading them. I reread You're Gonna Be Okay Because You're Fucked No Matter What a week or so ago, and I was like, oh, I like this Darby, good on ya. You've done good, Darby. But anyway.